Troy and I went back with a tape measure and measured it. We went 56 feet up a 65-foot high Engelmann spruce, and the bear came 33 feet up the tree before he decided to go down. And initially, my response was to scream for help in a voice that I didn't even recognize coming out of my own body.
Do you want to learn how to master adventure? Do you want to be able to take yourself and others farther? Launching this October, Delivering Adventure is the podcast for people who want to achieve and share epic experiences like a pro. Delivering Adventure features top adventure guides, athletes, managers, and marketers sharing their best stories, advice, and trade secrets.
When I'm thinking about Delivering Adventure, it's taking a group of people where they're going to feel the feeling of wow.
And so that was my intention, is to hit this thing with as much speed as possible. And I did. And the only thing that I didn't account for was it was so big that I hit terminal velocity.
And they all didn't like what I was proposing, which was to climb Niagara Falls. I thought it was a great idea, and unfortunately nobody else did.
What would happen if I fell on this pitch where I'm 40 meters out and I was knocked unconscious? Like, what would happen? I don't know what would happen, right? And I'm like, exactly. It can't happen.
It's really important to understand that in order for people to bother taking risks, they have to see the point in taking that risk.
And so these two guys were cold. Like, they were cold, and this one guy was in shock for sure. And so the double kayak, and I look back to see where that is, it's gone. I can't see it. Because what's happened now is that we've got this mayhem as far as the water, but we've also got sea fog rolling in. So it's just like somebody's pulled a blanket over the whole situation. It's just lights out.
Hear from the experts what it really takes to deliver adventure to yourself, your friends, your family, and as a profession.
To me, it became quite clear. I was on Mount Manaslu, the eighth highest peak in the world, and we witnessed this avalanche that caught 30 people sleeping in their tents, and quite a few people passed away. And what really hit home for me that day is that I felt like a lot of them had not understood that they're being risky and that they are taking risks.
Some of these industry insiders are featured in this trailer and include Barry Blanchard, Tracy Fraser, Lindsay Dyer, Will Gadd, Sarah Hunican, Jeff Powder, Bruce Wilson, Greg Hill, and Jordy Shepherd.
Then you're in a machine and getting dropped off at the top of a mountain that you've had 3 seconds to look at. And then you got to find your way down from the top blind.
Yeah, I think that's a really good one. And that's a tool I use when teaching a fair amount. It's like, well, you know, we don't think this is going to happen, but if it did, and we're all sitting around, would we think we made good decisions that day or not?
And that's what it's going to take to be bigger and scarier than whatever cliff that you are sizing up, and what it takes. You know, there can be no hesitation or gentleness out there in some ways. And I think that's, no one really talks about it.
Go to deliveringadventure.com right now to start your journey towards mastering adventure from the mountains to the office and beyond.
He grabbed this guy by the lapel and said, "For God's sakes, man, pull yourself together," and shook him. And that kind of worked.
Subscribe now so that you don't miss out.
It's a real perception-based thing, right? This whole idea of adventure.